Now we go on and read verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Now, here we see the conduct in the church. We've moved out of the family, and they're to be like-minded. Believers are sympathetic, tender-hearted, courteous, which means they're to be humble-minded, not trying to lord it over someone. And then verse 9, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that ye are called to this, that ye should inherit a blessing. Now, if you want the golden rule, here it is. Here is turning the other cheek. And a believer is to do that in the church of other believers. That will break down all of the little cliques today, and it will stop all this church fighting if we take this position and remember that we are representing the Lord. Verse 10, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. That is, don't be deceptive. Now, all of us want to live. Unfortunately, there are a lot of believers today that are not enjoying life. They're not living it to its full. They're not getting all out of it. A young medical student in Nashville came to me. He was the president of my young people's work there and a very fine friend. I wasn't too much older than he was in those days. And he said to me one day, says, you know, Vernon, I want life to be like an orange to me, that I can squeeze every drop of juice out of it and I can live for God. Well, that's what this verse means. For he that will love life, do you want to really live, friends? Well, here's a good formula. Here's the key to it. If you go around in your life and you're constantly speaking evil of someone, if you are speaking guile, deception, not telling the truth, and then verse 11, he says, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. And you see that a child of God is not to sit back and act pious. That's not the way. Let's live it up, friends. But let's not live it up by indulging in gossip and evil. Let's live it up by pursuing that which ministers to peace. And let's live today for God. How important that is.